This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The disengagement process at the Debsang and Demchok regions of eastern Ladakh has been completed between India and China after 4.5 years of military standoff along the line of actual control, LAC. According to army sources, talks will continue at local commander's level and the border patrolling will resume soon, marking a significant step towards restoring normalcy in the region. The sources said verification is in progress and patrolling modalities will be decided between ground commanders. Recently, India and China had reached an agreement on the patrolling arrangements along the LAC in eastern Ladakh. Our correspondent reports that the disengagement process began on the 22nd of this month, with both armies removing temporary tents and dismantling structures at the Debsang and Demchok areas. As per the agreement, India and China have agreed to communicate in advance when conducting patrols in sensitive zones. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Ekta Nagar in Kevadia of Gujarat this evening, where he will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of various infrastructural and development projects. He will also address the officer trainees of the 99th Common Foundation course in Aarambh 6.0. The projects to be launched today aim to enhance the tourist experience, improve accessibility and support sustainability initiatives in the area. Tomorrow, Mr. Modi will participate in the Rashtriya Ekta Divas celebrations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said when it comes to innovation and technology, Indian youth are among the best. Mr. Modi shared a social media post of GitHub CEO Thomas Domker, who lauded India for being the fastest growing developer population on the planet, calling the country's rise as a global tech titan inexorable. He said India has the second highest number of contributors to public generative AI projects. Scrutiny of nominations for single-phase assembly elections in Maharashtra and second-phase polling in Jharkhand was held today. Voting for 288 assembly seats in Maharashtra and 38 constituencies of the second phase in Jharkhand will take place on the 20th of next month. In Maharashtra, the last date for the withdrawal of candidature is the 4th of November. In Jharkhand, candidates can withdraw their nominations for the second phase till the 1st of November. Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan today said the National Disaster Response Force, NDRF, has successfully led over 900 rescue operations in the last 1 year and saved more than 3,000 people. He said this while paying tribute to the martyrs on the occasion of Shaheed Smriti Samaroh in New Delhi. Mr. Mohan also said the NDRF has emerged as a symbol of reliance and trust for the citizens. The Jammu and Kashmir Public Service Commission has declared the result of the Combined Competitive Examinations 2023. Sanjeev Kumar has secured the first position, scoring 1,089 marks, while Ikra Farooq has secured the second position with 1,078 marks, and Vasudha Sharma has secured the third position with 1,075 marks. The Kanda Express train with 840 metric tons of onion arrived at the Kishanganj railway station in Delhi from Nasik today to meet the demand of onions in Delhi NCR. The Consumer Affairs Ministry said this is the second bulk transportation of onions by train to Delhi NCR after National Agricultural Cooperative Marketing Federation of India brought 1,600 metric tons of onions last week by Kanda Express. As Diwali approaches, the festive spirit is sweeping across the country. Markets are buzzing with shoppers, streets are lit with vibrant decorations and homes are decked up with colourful rangolis. In Uttar Pradesh, Ayodhya is all set to hold a grand Deepotsav today on the eve of Diwali. This will be the first Deepotsav celebration in Ayodhya after the consecration ceremony of the Ram Temple. The Uttar Pradesh government will aim for the 7th Guinness World Record by lighting more than 25 lakh diyas today at 55 ghats of Ayodhya, including the Ram Ki Paidi. Indian Railways is running thousands of special trains to cater to the rush of passengers during the festive season of Deepavali and Chhath Puja. This year, the Railways is operating over 2,500 additional trains in comparison to last year for the ease of passengers. And with that, we end this news bulletin.